And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm a little bit under the weather today because it was the first night of my new cabaret show, Dolly Remixer, last night. And I may have been guilty of it, in modern parlance, having a few too many sherbets.
Nice.
Yeah, just a few. We've got a word of the week this week, but I'm going to save it for a little bit later on in the show. You've got some iTunes reviews.
I do.
We've got my my sort of new feature, my sort of blast from the past thing, when we dig something out of the punky vaults, I'm going for, in the second half of the show. And I've got a song that you've never heard this week, and a band that I think you never thought I would say, let's play that. But it'll be all right. It'll be all right, Tone.
All right.
All right. I'm just going to get straight on with the first one.
Yeah.
And here it is. She coming to the right thing. For MJ and L now. I'm wishing that she was mine. The color cookie sunshine. Cookie sunshine rocks my world. Wishing that she was my girl. She's got a lifeless complex. So, Tony, First Wave and Cookie Sunshine. We haven't heard that track before. We have heard of First Wave before. We played a couple of songs by them. And who said they wanted to hear some more First Wave? We had someone on the podcast alley comment, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, say more First Wave, please. I'm sure they did.
Right,
anyway,
okay.
They've just had more. That was First Wave, and they're from the South Midlands, aren't they? I can never remember whether they're from Leicester or Northampton or around there somewhere-ish. They were the ones that wanted us to go and DJ a benefit gig for them.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And we said, oh, fuck off.
Well, it was a Friday night, wasn't it?
Was a Friday night, yeah. But anyway, they're absolutely brilliant blokes. They also got us in with the Lurkers.
Oh, right,
they're
cool.
Mates, Lurkers, aren't they? So, well done then. Well done, First Wave. And that is Cookie Sunshine, which is a little bit different. Every song this week's a little bit different, mate. I don't know why I bother saying a little bit different anymore. It's punk, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's always a little bit different. What I want to know is, what is First Wave's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/First Wave.
No, MySpace.com/First Wave Punk. Ha ha. Ah. Paulie B, the Internet One, Tony Neil. This is Dr. Slaggleberry and their math metal core madness, whatever they are. I don't know what sort of music it is, but it's blinded. Absolutely ridiculous. And they're on MySpace, of course. And if you're on MySpace, maybe you can leave us a MySpace comment, because that's what it's time for. Yeah, I'm good. And I've managed to use a very small font here, and I'm clearly not getting any younger, because I can't read my own typing. Hang on. Oh, dear. Oh, buggeration.
Just use the Zoom and bring it closer to your head.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it? Where's Zoom?
Just bring it, pick it up, bring it close to your head. Are you reading off the laptop?
Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right. Keep it going. I just want to... right, there we go. I'm going to increase my font size.
Ooh.
Look at me. Oh, I've increased my font size, man. It's fine. So anyway, I've only got three MySpace comments. If you are on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, please do leave a comment for us, add us as a friend, etc., etc. The comments are a really good way to get yourself aired out on the wireless, sort of wireless. We are wireless.
Yeah,
we're completely wireless. We can call it wireless again, can't we?
Yeah.
It's an old word that's come back. Excellent. So, anyway, first up is Paul, I wasn't the one who said you were old. Daniel was. And thanks for saying happy birthday to me, you fucking pricks. Amanda Narden, 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 Narden.
Wow. Well,
sorry, love. But, you've got me completely confused there. You seem to think that we know what comes out of our mouths and indeed remember it. One bloke who remembers things that come out of our mouths is Jeff Ugly Shoes. And I've got two comments from Jeff here. First one saying, thanks for the mention last week, even if you did remove us from your top friends. I still love you guys and look forward to having another building fall on me so that Paulie will come back. Jeff Ugly Shoes. Well, I replied to Jeff. We didn't take you out of our top friends. If you remember, your profile got fucking deleted. So it automatically went out of our top friends, and you've only just added us back. So how am I supposed to know what's going on? You know? And then I called him a curmudgeonly old fuckstick.
Nice.
And then I got a message back from him a comment back saying, curmudgeonly old fuckstick? Listen, you pasty-faced git. They gave us back our original MySpace, so quit being so self-righteous, although that may not be a bad idea. The Church of Punky, featuring Pope Paulie and Tony as the Mother Superior. You're still a refugee from a fart factory. A poog, a poog. P.S. Love you guys. I'm still laughing from the last show. Maybe that's because I'm a bit slow. Now fuck off and keep me entertained. Jeff, that's what we intend to do.
Bless him.
Yeah, God bless you. I would like to go back one day. Look what I've done there. I would like to go back one day, just so I can see another bit of building fall on his head. Now, have you got some podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far last month. As of this Wednesday, it's the 1st of October, so it's time to vote again, people. God, it's that time again. Who'd have thought it? Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And thank you all for your vote so far this month.
Yeah, and we do read out your best comments as well. And it doesn't matter how hard we try, we always come second.
Do we? Always who too?
Second in music. We're always second in music.
Are we? Who's first?
Oh, Soupy Twatto.
Oh, okay.
But his votes are genuine.
Fair enough.
And he likes us, so
does
we better like him.
Aww.
So well done, Soupy.
Yeah.
I think he's yet another of these podcasters that listen to our show every week.
Is he? That's who's listening. It's fine.
Yeah. It's all podcasters.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay. So, let's hear him.
Okay. Again? Fuck me, this is predictable. Same thing every month. Here's your...
Oh, it's the teacher.
Here's your fucking vote. Now piss off and leave me alone, you miserable bastards. Love, Gareth, one of those bloody expats in Canardner.
Thanks very much, Gareth.
Thank you very much.
That's really kind.
Gooper, Punky is the tits. I'm always trying to get my bud to listen to your podcast, as he is a huge fan of the type of music you guys play. Each time I hear an episode, I want to run back to my house and record my podcast. That's from Flatulent Monkeys. Good.
Oh, right.
So we're also turning people who listen into podcasters.
Excellent.
Ah, there you go. Effing amazing. Kudos. Won the effing amazing radio. Thanks for making not doing homework all that much more enjoyable. From Ben might be there. Might be here. Thanks, Ben.
Well, might Ben be here or there?
Don't know. Might be here.
Is it Ben might be here or Ben might be there?
Just might be here.
So why do you say might be there then?
Because I misread it.
Oh.
Punky is so rubber ducky. From Risa. Thank you. I think
that's short and to the point.
Yeah. Punky earned my vote this month by playing King Kurt. I'm sorry, Tony. Paul is my favourite this week by supplementing my music collection with greatness. Alan. Canardon.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm everybody's favourite, Tony.
Yeah. Fair enough. And finally, Christ.
Sorry, except for when I freak them out.
Okay. Christ in a coffin. I'm behind on listening to Punky. The Skype episode was funny. I'm just starting the reunited one and figured I'd vote. Twilight and Thebes.
She is behind.
Who just have started podcasting again. They've had a month off. Or two.
Tony?
Yes.
Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of a dirty mountain.
It's close enough, isn't it? Yeah, they've just started. They've just done the first show in ages. Just
good.
Today, I think.
I should think they've made some progress on their house on the side of the dirty mountain.
Let's hope.
And so they can go back to doing some proper work.
Okay. That's it for the podcast, Ali. Thank you all.
Oh, cool.
Vote this Wednesday.
Yes, please do. I will.
Good.
And so, if you're lucky, you can be the person who votes next to me and you can have your comment next to my comment.
Oh.
Or, I don't leave a comment then.
Ah.
I will this time. I'll leave a comment for my own podcast.
Okay.
How tragic is that? Next track, Tony. Now, this is a band who I think are called Elena, but they might be called Elena or they might be called Eleanor.
Right.
But it's one of them, right? It got sent through from Manila PR, our friends at Manila PR. And it's rock, right?
It's I'm rock.
Yeah, it is. It's that rarest of things in 21st century rock music, a genuine outsider, a rock outfit fronted by one of the most distinctive, charismatic and passionate rock chicks in the world today. There you go, that's what they reckon. Let's see what the rest of you think when we play. We're going to play track two off their album, which is so dark. Oh, it's called Painted Gold.
Okay.
And it's out. The album's out on 24th of November on Delicious Records. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Eleanor Rock.
No. MySpace.com/MusicElena or Music Elena or Music Elena or Music Elena.
Rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish. It just means you're wrong. So it's probably being said to Tony Neil. This is more like, you're still going to win it this week, mate.
Fair enough.
Telling you.
Okay,
now.
Good.
But this is track two off their album, and this is Pink Punk. We'll be right back. Elena, what do you think of that, Tony? You like it?
Love a bit of pink. Nice.
You do love a bit of pink, and you like a bit of punk. You like a bit of brown as well, though, don't you? Now, you have, I understand it, if I understand correctly, got some American iTunes reviews. Am I right?
You are right. Shall I do them now?
Do them now.
Okay.
Tell everybody about the iTunes.
If you are an iTunes people, we need to do reviews because it helps us move up the featured rankings and gets us more, or makes us more visible so we can get more listeners. And
Tony, I do like featured wanking.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, yes.
We like to be the featured wankers on iTunes.
Yeah.
So if you do reviews, please do reviews. 5 stars only, people, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're in another country, print them out, email them to us, we'll read those as well. Or record yourself, read them out, do us a favour. But we'll do it either way.
It'd be great if one week, right, we just got a load of them through, because we could do it like the Eurovision Song Contest.
Could do.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Not at all. What do you mean?
When they do the judging, when they come around to do the votes, and they said, and these are the votes for Finland.
Oh, yeah.
And they go through like that, and we go, right. And people could say, these are the iTunes reviews for Denmark. And do it like that. It'd be really nice, but obviously it won't happen.
No. We've been asking for years. Who knows?
Yeah, true, yeah.
Got 5 new ones, and here they are. All 5 stars, obviously.
Obviously.
Uniting fans and bands across the lands. Gooper. These two smack tods make me laugh. Download the podcast right now, or we'll have to mail something to Lord Raylock with your name and address on it. So subscribe now or suffer a punky free world. Kim Blurds from Kel Smith. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We don't say Kim Blurds nearly enough either.
No.
Let's get that back in. Kim Blurds.
Kim Blurds.
Kim Blurds.
We've got any new listeners. Will they understand it? That must really freak them out.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
Kim
Blurds. Punk is great. From Skank15. Short and to the point. You can just say punk is great. As long as it's 5 stars, we don't care.
Yeah, it's best to say lots of punk is great so that you have to read them out, though.
Punky Radio has changed my life. Better or worse, I'm not sure. The show is amazing. Two hilarious Brits talking about little to nothing and playing a handful of great songs each week. They also earn bonus points for their amazingly regular schedule. They'll record shows in advance if they're too busy on the release day. Plus, I love the way Tony says Punky Radio. It comes out Punky Radio by Ian Cooper. Fair enough.
What I didn't get there was that when they said we talked about lilt and nothing.
Lilt to nothing.
I don't remember ever talking about lilt. It is totally tropical, though.
Yeah. Well, I once tried Diet Lilt with Jack Daniels. It was wrong.
That's very wrong.
Well, it was my experimental phase.
Oh, fair enough.
Punky Radio. Punk is great. By Holland J. Thank you very much. And finally, Nick Towles. Always blame the brown spots on a nosebleed. Yet another fantastic show. 7 1/3 stars by The Frenzy of Tongues. Thank you very much.
Frenzy of Tongues. What are they on about, brown spots on a nosebleed?
Nicked towels. When you nick a towel from the hotel.
Yeah.
Blame the brown spots on nosebleeds, apparently.
All right. I'm really confused there. Because I thought my nosebleed would be red. Oh, right. I suppose it does stain like poo, doesn't it?
Well, you might be able to convince people of that fact.
I understand what the Frenzy of Tongues are saying. All they're subtle on Rhode Island.
Now, that is the iTunes review.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
So, please do reviewers and on iTunes, because it helps us get more listeners. If we get more listeners, the bands get more sales, and that's what it's all about. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
Word of the week. If you have a word of the week, you'd have to email me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, word of the week. However, if you're teapots, you email Tony instead. And I don't like how this has gone, really. Hey, Tony and crew. So now I'm fucking crew, am I? Long-time listener, first time writer. Yeah, last time read out. Thought you might like a new word of the day. See, it's not even word of the day. It's word of the week, man. My group of friends in... Is it university? My group of friends in uni made this up a while ago. It's stuck in our vocabulary, but doesn't seem to have been taken up by the world. Maybe punking can help. Bazanga! Something impressive, big and awesome. Now, I'm sure, haven't you ever used the word bazanga before?
Probably.
I see, I think I have. I think it's quite a university thing. Mm. So I'm not even... It says, probably most equivalent to fat with a PH. No. examples. Punky is a bazanga of a show. Right, I'm now going to use this in conjunction with the word fat. Punky is a fat of a show. See, it's not the same at all.
No.
Paulie V has a bazanga of a haircut in the photos on punkyradio.com. Nice sentiment, but Paulie B has a fat of a haircut in the photos of punkyradio.com. Makes no sense at all. Guards, teapot. Well, teapot, fucking great word, but you're going to have to send it again. Because I want a bazanga of an email. You hear me? A bazanga. Thank you very much for Word of the Week. I like bazanga. Do you like bazanga, Tony?
I like bazanga.
That's a bazanga. So you say, that's how I would say, oh, because something impressive, big or awesome, you could just like, see, me personally, I could like undo my flies, right, and just let everything come forth and just go, bazanga! Because that's a bit like berserker. Maybe that's what I was thinking. My mighty berserker is a bazanga of a berserker.
Bazanga of a berserker.
It's a bazanga of a berserker. Yeah, anyway, so thanks very much, Teapot, sort of. Now, Insane Star, you know, is Insane Star a man or a woman? Those of you regular listeners will know that we have had this discussion before. And you said you thought it was a bloke, and I said I thought it was a girl.
Yeah.
That was right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got a little email from Insane Star this week saying, just so you know, I'm a lady.
Oh.
Open brackets, although some people would argue with that. Close brackets. It's been amusing listening to you both refer to me as a bloke, though. I don't think I did. I think I always thought Insane Star was a girl. I don't know why.
Well, I got an email from Insane Star, and he called himself Ian. Maybe I misread that.
I think you might have misread that. Maybe it was Sean, and they left the S off or something. It might be Britney Spears.
Maybe he's just confused. Who knows?
It might be Britney Spears.
Okay.
She's an insane star.
That is true. Hey.
Or it might be Mary Winehouse. Mary Winehouse.
Mary Winehouse.
Who's Mary Winehouse?
Is that Amy's mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hates Mary swearing.
What a fantastic tribute, man. That would be Mary Winehouse. Mary Whitehouse, I think I was thinking of that. She's not an insane star. She's dead. Right? No, isn't she? She's got to be dead.
Yeah, she's got to be dead.
She carved it, didn't she? Mary Whitehouse. All right, cool. So, yeah, so thanks very much, Insane Star. I'm glad we now know that a lady.
Or do we?
She's a breasted devil. Yeah, I know. We should ask for photos. And she'd have to hold up today's paper. Oh, yeah. Sorry. To prove it's her.
And write Punky on the front of it.
Yes, that's what you have to do, Insane Star. Otherwise, you're a bloke.
Yeah.
That's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm wrong. I was looking through my emails. I can't find one from Insane Star saying Ian. I must be thinking of someone else.
Yeah, I think you are. I think Insane Star is a girl, but we want ocular proof. Now, because if she is a girl, of course, she has a twat. The question is, Tony, do you?
I do. Thank you. Nice. Thank you all for your nominations. I'm running out, so please do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason for nomination. Simple as that. You know a twat. Everyone knows a twat, so let me know. I've got two parter from Trevor, so I'm going to save one for next time because I'm thinking. I'm desperate for twats. So here we go. Holy shit. A Tony Hearn with no twattage? This is madness. So, Tony, to remedy this apparent drought.
No, Tony. This is madness. Welcome to the House of Fun.
That is true.
Yep.
To remedy this apparent drought, I have brought the rain of assholes and big hairy twats upon you. Two twats. This is the first one. Harold is the owner of an amateur motocross magazine that competes with my dad's. This would be fine, except he is a complete and utter dick. About 5 years back, this guy, in between threatening to sue the British handlebar / sprocket fabricating company, Rental, and generally being an ape, he turned on my mum and dad and threatened to sue us. Not just sue us, but sue until everything we had was owned by him. You want to know why? because my dad was photoshopping Harold's magazine stickers out of photos that ran in our then regional newspaper. Ever since then, the guys tried to power play to the point of no return. So Harold in Kansas, USA, is a big effing twat. Trevor in Oklahoma. P.S. I got to congratulate Max Anstey from Newbury near London for coming to America and killing it at Loretta Lynn's Amateur National Championships. He's one badass dude.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So
I don't think this man is to be trifled with.
No, I'm not going to mess with Trevor. So you ready?
No, I am.
So Harold in Kansas, USA,
is a twat.
Thank you very much. So do email me your nominations. Need them. Hungry for twat. There you go.
You're hungry for twat.
Yes.
That's how you're leaving.
That's
that
what
bit,
I'm saying.
Aren't you, Tony?
Yes.
Your mother must be so proud. Now here's a band whose mothers are thoroughly ashamed of them. The Scourge.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got a job. I've got no shoes. Can't afford a dog. Got a big bag and some banana skins. Got a pile of mess and that had a toasties. Gonna fix the phone. Windows and from below.
Hey, hey, hey.
I laughed at a bar on the Queen's Silver Jubilee. And if I clean it, I'll wipe the arse. If I only had a fiver, then I could buy some lovely tartan. The 90 cans of tartan. The lovely tartan. The 90 cans of tartan. My shoes, got a VCR, I ain't got a laptop.
Hey, hey, hey.
Got a three-leaf clover, it's a Chinese food. Got a village duvet and the law. If I only had a fiver, I'd go and buy some lovely tartan. No, 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 he came from tartan. La, 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 lovely tartan.
So, Tony, that was The Scourge and Tartan from their second album. Their second album. And that is a, those of you from across the ocean and in other countries, you might not know that Tartan was a very budget bitter, very popular in the 70s and 80s. 70s more so, wasn't it? It pretty much died out by the 80s.
Probably.
No, it was a lager, wasn't it? Was it a cheap lager? Was it a cheap bitter or cheap?
I think to remember Tartan. So, surely it's been longer than that. I thought it was bitter. No?
Yeah, it's hot. Bitter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a can, but obviously because it's wanker's juice. right, yeah. So, anyway, that was the Scourge. They also do the delightful tune at the end of our show, and we talk about them quite a lot, and they're brilliant. Although they're not really a band anymore, but you can still buy their stuff. The best way to do that is go to their MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/The Scourge.
And Scourge is spelled S-C-U-R-G-E. We know that. Tony, you've got the point there.
Yay.
It's probably been Internet 2, Tony 1. Now, have you had a chance to look at this GoDaddy thing yet?
Sorry, what? Go what?
I'd better tell you about it. They are our friends, after all.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends, GoDaddy.com. Essentially, Tony, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
So you know what they are. And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. For example, TotalTalkNonsense.com. Shopping Cart Constructions. And Easy Podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Oh, good Lord. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Tony, that was inspired.
Thank you very much.
What sort of singing was that?
I was going for swing, but I don't think I quite got it.
You were crooning.
Yeah.
You were definitely crooning there.
Good, yeah.
And you heard Cop Show underneath us, of course. Tony, if it's all right with you, I'm going to get straight into the next track, unless you've got anything you want to add.
Go for it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Could you just maybe tell people about Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio?
We are on two different internet radio stations. The first one we're on is Hussy Skunk. HussieSkunk .com. We are on 3 times a week at 3 different times. But do check out the website and listen to it. It's all free, online streaming, and when we're on, other great shows and punk, I believe. A lot of punk, so listen to it.
And I just really dropped my guts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's horrid.
And the other one is Wicked Radio.
That was a bazanga.
Was it a bazanga?
It was of a gut-dropping, yeah.
Oh, dear. Wickedradio.org. We are on every night. We're on 5 nights a week, old shows, and at the weekend, new shows. And when we're not on, there's other shows on, and also a lot of other punk music, but I think you say it's more metal, isn't it? More heavier kind of music.
It's more metal.
Yeah. So whatever floats your boat. So it's free. Check out, listen to it. Maybe if you're at work and you're sitting there and a bit bored, tune in. Wickedradio.org or hussieskunk.com.
And hello, friends, to everyone at Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio, because we don't give you enough shout-outs and we really appreciate what you do for us. Right, next track, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is by a band called The Following Announcement. Right?
Okay.
Now, they've been described as surf punk.
Okay.
I wonder whether you're going to think they're surf punk. What I want to know is, what is The Following Announcement's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheFollowingAnnouncement.
It is. It's probably being the internet too. Tony too. And this is Oxygen.
Do you feel this pressure building? It's
So that was the following announcement and Oxygen Tone. Yes, I think so. I think there'll be a few people adding the following announcement on MySpace this week. Oh, yes. I had a busy week last week, man.
Did you?
I did Brunel University on last Tuesday with a guy, a comic called Russell Kane. And it was a freshers' dig. There were 270 18-year-olds in the room. And Uncle Paul was the first comedian they ever saw.
Ah.
They were suitably terrified. It was a really, really good gig. My agent was there, which was nice.
Oh, right.
She was there. She came down to see Russell, I think.
Okay.
didn't seem to talk to me much. And then Thursday, I got the train to Birmingham. And I got it in advance. There's this website, qjump.com. And if you do it, this isn't an ad for them. I'm just saying about it. There's if you book far enough in advance, you get things really cheap. And I was, I got a single to Birmingham from Letchworth via London. How much?
Tenner.
Oh God, you're tight. No, 14. That's a good deal. If I'd gone an hour later, it was going to be £50. It was mad.
14 quid. So, that's good.
Yeah, 14 was good. So yeah, it got there and. I was in the Copthorne Hotel, which is a very nice hotel, but internet access in the rooms is non-existent. So I spent, because I had some stuff to do for Punky and other work, I had to sit in a foyer most of the time I was there. On the net, they thought I was alright. Sad sap. It wasn't a bazanga of a hotel room, I tell you. So Thursday night was quite good. Friday was really tricky. And Saturday was brilliant, right? But on Thursday night, there's a table of girls down the front. And I was not so much picking on them. It was just they were having a right laugh. And they seemed to be whispering to each other a bit. And I found it all a bit odd. So I took the piss. After the show, me and Martin Big Pig, the compere, went to... Oh, I can't remember its name. A rock bar that was very empty. And we had a pint in there. And then as we walked out, this group of girls saw us in the street and went, "You're the funny man." We went, "Oh, thanks very much." And they walked over. And I got talking to one. And it turns out that she knows a friend of mine. And that was an excuse for me to go out drinking with eight young girls.
Nice.
It's terrific. And I went to... Tony, you're not going to believe this. We went to a jazz bar.
No.
I stood outside smoking on principle. And then we went to Reflex. Have you ever been to a Reflex?
Is that the 70s one or the 80s one? That's the 80s one, isn't it?
Yeah.
70s one is Flares.
Reflex was like, but it's crap 80s. It's not the good stuff. It's Billy Ocean and stuff like that. It's just Chav 80s before Chavs happened. And it was just funny. It was people canoodling on the dance floor and people falling over each other and booze flying around. And I got drunk enough to buy a bottle of champagne for the birthday girl, Claire. And hello, Claire, because I did tell her to listen to this show. I'll mention this week. So if you're listening, Claire, it was really, really nice to meet you. And I hope you had a really, really brilliant birthday. And thank you very much for looking after me. Right at the end of the night, one of Claire's friends nearly got arrested, which just made for a brilliant night, you know. It was perfect. So that was that. And then on Sunday, I had my... Oh, no, I was going to say something. Then on Sunday, I had my new big venture that I'll tell you about after the next song. But I do just want to mention the podcast awards. Now, we got nominated, didn't we?
Maybe. Did we?
Well, we've been nominated by some people.
Oh, yeah. So we have been, yeah. By at least a couple of people, I think.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't know how it all works and whether you'll be able to vote.
Yeah.
So... do try and vote for us if you can, because as of now the voting starts proper, doesn't it? So
yeah.
If you do get a chance to go to podcastawards.com, vote Punky.
Yeah, I think by the time the show goes out the list will be out, but we can't see it yet, so
yeah,
do check it
because
out.
We don't know whether we've made it yet basically, but no. We might have.
Yeah.
Now song 5 this week, Tony, it's this thing that I've been meaning to do for a while, and I'm doing it increasingly, where we're doing a blast from the past and taking a favourite track from some of the first shows that a lot of people didn't hear or can't hear and revisiting them. So those of you that have listened to every single show we've ever done will already have heard this next track. Well, I don't think you'll mind. It's Sweatmaster. And this was a single they brought out called Maggots. How great is that? Maggots.
Nice.
Let's have a listen.
To know what the sweet life tastes like, 'cause for you it's all gone.
So that was Sweatmaster and Maggots. What a band, Tony. What a band.
What a band.
Now, they were on Bad Afro then, but they're on another label now.
Right.
Whose name escapes me. Can you remember?
No, I can't remember either. I remember the moving, though.
That's embarrassing for me. But Bad Afro, Lars, he's a good boy, and Baby Woodrow's are great, and we played under. And I was, when I was in Felix Hamboys, when I was in his salon, Farley's, the other day, he was playing The Setting Sun. Do you remember when we played The Setting Sun as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, Felix loves him. So, check out Bad Afro. I think they're in our top friends. And also check out the MySpace page for Sweatmaster, which is
myspace.com/sweatmaster.
It is indeed. Like I told you, man, it's Tony 3 probably being the internet 2. I think you're going to win it, man. I think you're going to win it. Yeah. So let me tell you about my show last night. Bloody hell, Dolly Remixture. We had burlesque dancers, Miss Zara Ann and Miss Frankie Wild. And I'm going to do this in no real order. I'm just going to tell you about it. But Miss Frankie Wild was up first, and the sound man fucked up the sound cue. So before I'd even had the chance to say Miss Frankie Wild, he just started her song and she had to walk on. That was a bit funny. That I came a bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Then, a few minutes after, when I was due to put Miss Zara Ann on, I introduced her, and she was upstairs getting changed. She wasn't ready. So I introduced her, walked off stage, nothing happened. I walked back on, said, don't get excited, I'm not even going to take a sock off. Then because she was doing a milkmaid routine, and I knew, I'd kind of built up all this milky bit in the intro, and then while I was waiting for her floundering to come on, not really knowing what to say, I ended up asking the audience if anyone was lactating. So that was good. And then their third bit in the second bit was a really, really fantastic double act where Miss Zara Ann was a devil and Miss Frankie Wild was an angel, and everybody remarked at what nice bums they had. one lady said to me, all right, Paul, come on, which one would you fuck first? And I said, why? Have you got an order? And she went, yeah.
Nice.
It was one of those nights. We, the house band, Dying Inside, featuring Luke's and Kooks from the Newtown Centres and Felix, were the highlight of the night for me. They were absolutely brilliant. And halfway through the show, they did a song, because I get them, they do a song at the start, and then I walk on with them and do the first verse of the song, and then we have a bit of a laugh. But then they close each section with a song, and they close the second section with a version of Tour de France that they warned me they would be laughing all the way through, because they'd never managed to play it seriously yet. And it was so funny, because basically when it starts, Coops, the bass player, he does the, oh, 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 like that, and he's pissing himself laughing while he's doing it, and the other two are. And then when Luke starts singing, he doesn't know the lyrics, he doesn't know the words, it's in French, isn't it? So he just makes it up. So he was just going, first you come and tap her to the front, to the front, Scooby Hoo, to Scooby Hoo, to the front. To, everyone's just pissing, and it's brilliant. Things. And then Keith goes, oh, oh, oh. And it just got increasingly funny. They'd also, I'd left Felix on stage at one point because Nice Guy James was there. Well, I haven't spoken about Nice Guy James much. We do sometimes call him Slightly Cunty James.
Yeah.
Because I think he's slightly cunty, but everyone calls him Nice Guy James. But Felix cut his hair, and he did have a kind of Jim Morrison going on. Felix cut it and said, and said, oh wow, he now looks like the good bloke in The Mummy. And I said, what, George of the Jungle? What's he called, Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Yeah, and he does. He looks like George of the Jungle. Now he's had this foppish cut. So we, I made him, I was a bad man. He was standing at the back, and I said, Nice Guy James looks like George of the Jungle, doesn't he, Felix? And Felix started the drums going, dunk, 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 dunk. And I was going, and then we go, James, James, James of the Jungle, James, James, James of the Jungle. And Felix going, James, James, James of the Jungle. I said, James, come and show yourself. Swing down. Right? And we made him walk around the whole room high-fiving people so they could all see that he looked like Brendan Fraser.
Evil bastard.
Anyway, I've got a plan for him. What I want him to do, in exchange for giving him a free ticket, I want him to show up in a loincloth. And when we say, James, James, James of the Jungle, I do want him to jump about going, ooh, ooh, handing out bananas. Because it's fruit, isn't it? It's one of your 5 a days.
Yeah, true.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that was great. The headline band, Dr. Dawson's Boogie Band, were terrific. And we did get some of the crowd dancing, because my fear was everyone would just sit down through the whole thing. But we did get people out front dancing for them, and they had a great, they were brilliant, lovely blokes. And they just do a brilliant set of 50s and 60s covers. They play exactly what they want, but it's what everyone wants to hear as well. And they did, like, You Never Can Tell, Chuck Berry, and I saw her standing there, their clothes on, which was brilliant. And they just did loads and loads of brilliant songs. There was also the Magic Act, Dan Rogerson. He's got a bit of the Wayne Dobson's about him. And when he's asking, he gets people on stage and he gets them to help out. And he does a little bit of ventriloquism. So when he asks him a question, he goes, yeah, that's right. Like that. And that was very funny. And Paul Harry Allen, stand-up comic, formerly of Hitchin. Well, originally from Wales. Formerly of Hitchin, now residing in North London, who came up and did a very surreal set that confused the fuck out of people. But they all loved him. The market stalls were really good. Of course it is. Charlie's New Venture. With the former Mrs. Edwards, who made a bit of money out of my gig, the irony was not lost. did well, and Helen Rochfort's Crazy Handbags, she did well, so they were very, very happy. And a big shout out to DJ Roch, who DJed from 6 until 12 without complaint, and was just brilliant, just playing exotica and mod jazz and weird stuff, just and loads of well-known tracks as well to finish up, and it was just. And everybody walking around loved it. We had some trannies, which was nice. But I'd have liked more. I wanted a herd. I got a small group, but we're going to work on that. Once they know that I'm going to get Nice Guy James in the loincloth, we should get a few more in. He doesn't know he's going to do that yet. And, yeah, so all in all, a fantastic night. £8 in advance. Next show, October 26th. It's got a Facebook page and a MySpace page. The MySpace is /Dolly Remixture, and the Facebook group is Dolly Remixture. So you'll find them, join them, add them. If you're anywhere near the area, check out, or just check out the photos so you can see what I was talking about. This weekend is my stand-up comedy gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth. They feature Adam Bloom and Alistair Barry. Adam is a fucking comedy legend. Alistair's a really nice guy. Both shows, doors at 7:30, show 8:30. And you can find out more about them on lastminutecomedy.com. So there you go. And that's all my gigs. And you've got one as well, haven't you?
I've got one this Thursday, 2nd of October, at the Town Mill. It's my new band, my new venture, Right Hand Pink. It's their debut gig. myspace.com/righthandpink. Should be a good laugh. If you're in the Mansfield area, pop down for 15 minutes of pink madness and see my stupid new haircut. I've dyed it bloody blonde again.
Have you?
Yeah. It's not quite worked out as well as it did last time.
I went on the Right Hand Pink page and added them for the top friends for us because I'm nice. And the song that you've got on there is one that I really like.
Yeah, it's done off my
album. The band
are
doing that. I'm not going to dislike them as much as I thought I was.
Hey. Yeah, we've worked that way into the set.
So, but are the rest of them as fast as that?
There were a couple, yeah. We've got one slow one so far.
You don't want any more than that.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so, you want to bang these mothers out.
So that's what we're thinking. It's never going to be that slow with this lot, though, because it's still alcohol, but then different singer and the keyboard, it's not going to be.
Hey, right, now, a band that do bang things out, Tony, a Devilish Presley.
Oh, they do.
And I'm hoping to have them for the second Dolly remixture. I'm hoping to get them. I'm waiting to confirm. I can't actually say we have got them yet. I'm waiting for them to get back to me. But I think that they are going to do the second one. So I thought, what better time than when we've just done a Dolly remix than to play a track of them so you find out what they're all about. We've played them on the show before. Johnny and Jackie, great people. We booked them for one of the block parties, didn't we?
Yeah. The block party, the last one.
Block party 7, they were fantastic. So what I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
myspace.com/devilishpresley.
I don't think it is. Isn't that it? One got deleted, I think, and there's a new one up that might have a slightly different name, but I didn't know what it was, so I'm going to take a point off you for me not knowing. So that means it's a draw. It's fully being Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Starlings.
Hey babe, you wanna drink my rider? All I got was 5 cans of cider. You're dirty, yeah, you look like a toilet seat. You must be 90, dressed up like a teenage me. Showtime again. I'm all dressed up in the clothes of some of my best friend. Yeah, you wanna fuck a starling? Backstage man, I'm really sorry. Yeah, you
So that was Starlings from the album Memphisto by Devilish Presley. They've got a new album out, I think, that we haven't been sent yet. I'm going to find out about that because they are rather, rather good. This, of course, is The Scourge, which is the second time we've heard them in this show. Lucky Scourge, lucky, lucky Scourge. Do go to Podcast Awards and see if we've been nominated and then vote for us. That would be nice. Also, it's a new month on Wednesday for Podcast Alley, so we'll be asking you to go there again. We're also asking you, as usual, to go to iTunes, leave a review for us, leave a MySpace comment on our page, check out Dolly Remixture, and check out the photos and the blogs and everything else on MySpace and Facebook. If you'd like to add me as a friend on Facebook when I do the ad, why not write something funny about us? I'll do some Facebook ads next week. What else there, Tone?
I think that's about everything, isn't it? iTunes reviews, we've done those again, so keep reviewing us and we'll keep reading those out. Save them up for a couple of months.
Make sure that you add all the bands that are on this week to your MySpace page. They should all be in our MySpace friends. I've been forgetting to say that basically we put all the bands in our MySpace top friends that we can.
Yeah.
So it should be easy for you to find. So just go to myspace.com/punkyradio and follow the links in the top friends.
And if you've got any gigs coming up, email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just tell me your band's name, where you're playing in the world, and give me the details, and I'll read them out in a gig guide. I've had none yet, so get in there, and you might be the only one.
Yeah, and if you have a poem for Poetry Corner, send it your email titled Poetry Corner to paulieb@punkyradio.com. You can also do that with a shaggy dog story of a joke. If you send it to Comedy Suburbs, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a word of the week, send it to pullybeerpunkyradio.com. Title your email word of the week. Judgmental, why not? Fucking hell, we might as well do the whole list. Title your email judgmental if you want something needs judging. But we know what the main things you like are, and that's twat.
Yeah, so do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. Don't want twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Please do email me.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! That was a bazanga of a show.
Certainly was.